would want to know what instrument the MMPZ was using to arrive at that conclusion. Was what we are simply doing as the Herald, we are reporting events as they happen. There's a build-up to the ZANU-PF Congress, and serious allegations have been leveled against the Vice President by the First Lady of the country, or what we can say by one of the incoming senior party members. We are not creating any news, and if you look at our product, there's a clear distinction between news and opinion. There's no commentary in our stories. We're just reporting it as it comes. And if, which is why I said I would want to know the instrument MMPZ was using, because there is a paper in this country that is using opinion on news pages, that is using adjectives in news stories. And I would want to know, what did the MMPZ say about the Daily News?
They are saying that the Daily News is balanced because it's giving Vice President Joyce Mujuru the right of reply, unlike the Herald.
To the best of my knowledge, I'm the editor of the Herald. The VP has never been denied any right of reply in this paper. And on Monday, she released a lengthy statement that she supplied exclusively to the Daily News and Newsday. She didn't bring it to the Herald. And we only had to cover it as a follow-up. So any official from her office, I challenge them. There's no day that they came to say they wanted to respond to a story that we published and we denied them that right. No, we've never done that. But what I can tell you about the MMPs that is, I dismiss whatever it says with the contempt that it deserves. Because it is basically being used as a political instrument.